Blog Talk Radio. and welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I'm by myself today. Hazel had things to do, and Mike doing his own thing, and so you just get me and probably like a few guests, like my dogs may come in every now and then, especially the people that's watching on Twitch and get to see that. So, and also, anybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to call in during the live show and you want to just talk about like wrestling or comments or just anything you want to add, the number is 845-277-9360. Again, the number is 845-277-9360. So you can go ahead and you want to call in and just talk about wrestling, or got any news you want to share, wrestling news, or if it's something local you want to talk about, like local wrestling and things like that. So want to talk about that, just let me know. So what we're going to do is we're going to get wrestlers of the week out of the way right away, because last week we was on here a little bit longer than what we should. We also did it for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We was on there a little bit longer, although the other part of it wasn't live, but at least your guys get to hear it. So, like I said, you want to listen to the show or watch the show, you can just go ahead, go on Twitch, on WFSO Twitch, and watch. We had a few people watching last week, so thank them all for watching. And hopefully we have a lot of listeners today. So let's just see. Let me put it up there. Let's see. There we go. Had to put it up there on Archer Smith's Facebook page. Although Arthur Smith is a DJ, he does his own thing, like all around the world and things like that. Like I say, I be on this page every now and then, just typing, just doing some WFSO stuff, not think about like anything else. But we have like 49 minutes left, so we got a lot of time. And like I said, call in the show if y'all want to talk about wrestling, wrestling orientated, or anything like that. So just go make your mind about wrestling. Wrestlers of the week, as y'all voted on Facebook Saturday and so on, which won the wrestlers of the week is a male, but y'all kind of roll him in. Part of me doesn't know why, although he was on AEW, but the only thing he did was just talk, but I didn't hear all of it. So he must have said something pretty good for y'all to pull him in as wrestler of the week. So, hey, lady. Come on up. I'll just put the microphone right here. Go. I know I got to take her out. Take them out after the show. So, for people that's watching on Twitch, this is Libby. Yeah. One of the dogs we have, the Lonix. And Mindy is right over there. She's smiling. But, enough about these two cutie pies. Be snotty. Smile. Ooh, got itchy eye. But, male wrestler of the week, as y'all voted for, is Orange Cassidy from AEW. And let's see, female wrestler of the week. It was kind of close. But female wrestler of the week is Impact Wrestling's own and Chicago's own Kylie Rae. I know y'all familiar with her in Impact Wrestling, but also she does some indie work like around here in Wisconsin and also in Illinois. So she's going to be on a show this Saturday. I think she will be on Zio Pro Wrestling in Chicago. So I do think she's on there. And so congratulations to Orange Cassidy and Kylie Rae for wrestler, male and female of the week. Although this is going to be kind of weird, earlier I voted like what topic that you want me to talk about. I put it on Arthur Smith's page, on the, not on the page, but on WrestleFan Speak Out through Arthur Smith. So I did that and said what topic you want me to talk about tonight, and it was the four choices. I put my first WrestleMania should have been stepped down. What's up with ROH and former WWE stars moving to other companies? So those are the four that was chosen by me. But once again, it's a tie, and it's tied between R-Truth's first WrestleMania. It's just been stepped down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about should have been stepped down first. But I'm also going to talk about my first WrestleMania, or my only WrestleMania. So I will talk about that too, but we're going to talk about should have been stepped down first. From what I was looking at over the weekend from a lot of people, like they had this thing is like, which one you want gone? Do you want Vince to step down and have Triple H take over? You want the PG era gone? Well, the rated PG gone. And there's a few other things too. But I agree with everybody and said Vince should step down. Ooh. Yeah, Cannonball is on. But like probably since Vince was running it and when his father died and he took over, it was good that Vince McMahon like did what he did for wrestling in the '80s and the '90s and the 2000s. And did some good in the 2010s, but it just ever since certain like John Cena left and other wrestlers ain't wrestling no more, like you have to build with what you build with other wrestlers like Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Charlotte, and just to name a few. Which I know that there's some people out there that want that get sick and tired of Sasha Banks and Bayley, which I can understand. They need to be a new star. So, well, one good thing that Vince has said, this was on a report from a news website that Vince is really high on Peyton Royce, which is good, and Bianca Belair, he should have been high on in the first place. It sucks that she didn't get to win the women's championship. It sucks she had opportunities, but she never won it, which is good. So maybe she's on Raw. She can be like the next Raw women's champion, but we will see. There's still time for her. But one of my reasons I think Vince should step down is like, I understand, like, people that missed the Attitude Era, but them doing the Attitude Era had cost them a lot and lots of money and losing a lot of sponsorships and things like that. Although fans can, like, you know, they pay to see the action and things like that with WWE. Of course, you pay to see a show and stuff like that. But it's like they got to pay for the wrestlers and things like that. Although Vince got the money to do that, but like every other wrestling company, and also with indie wrestling, you need your sponsors. And although WWE has big sponsors, it's excuse me. It's the sponsors, like with these commercials, that's helping them do more and more, and having them be on TV every single week. Because, of course, you got to pay to be on TV. You have to have that. But it's just the fact of the matter is like, the Attitude Era cost them a lot of money. They lost a lot of sponsors. So I think that's why they went back to the PG era, so they can get, you know, most of their sponsors back. And they do got a lot of sponsors. And hey girl. They just got the like I said, they got their some of the sponsors back, and they got more. They're doing more in the community, which I think they should have, you know, done more in the community in the first place. But the reason Vince should step down is like what he had with the Attitude Era, like letting people create their own characters, their own gimmicks, which I know they get the freedom to do that in NXT, but like when they get called up to WWE, is like Vince is looking like, no, that doesn't work, or whatever. Don't you gotta let the people decide on if it's good for, you know, for people to judge, like, or cheer or boo whoever they like or don't like? Of course, if you're getting booed, that's a good thing for the heels, because they're getting heat. But some of the things is like you cheering for the heels is like, okay, we're gonna turn them face. And when they do turn them face, some of the direction I agree that they are not good to like turn face or whatever the case may be. But if they do turn face, you guys crapped all over it. It's like you're just not giving it a go and just let it go on. It's just like, why? But I do miss that Vince letting wrestlers create their own gimmicks and do their own promos and things like that. Which one of the reasons I think he should step down. Don't let people be creative with their characters, because you don't know if the crowd's gonna love them or hyped up and things like that. Which kind of sucks, you know, like, because certain people, like, when they do, like, a promo or whatever, some of them look like they're just reading it from a script, and that's bad. They shouldn't be reading from a script. They should be saying what's in their mind. But I just think they should, you know, be different and all that. But you know what I mean. But the other reason is like Vince is bringing some wrestlers down. It's like, why? Like, there's got that good of a talent, and you letting the talent not do their own thing and see how the crowd reacts. And some people, I admit that there were some wrestlers that got called up too early. Like, with Noé José's position. Like he was over in NXT, but I don't know if he was over on Raw and stuff, but he was getting liked by the crowd and stuff like that, but they don't bring him on there. But they, when they do, they bring him on there to lose. And like, so one of the reasons they let him go, because they don't use him. And that's what they, I think they did with these certain amount of people that they let go. They didn't use them. But I am proud and glad that Mickie James is back and she got a program with Natalya, which is good to see, like, two veterans go at it and just to see what's going on with that. Excuse me. But, that's it. I'm glad she's back and doing what she's, well, doing her thing.
Mickie James, call me if you see me.
Yeah, I know she's married, but still. I know I'm married too, but still. If I can just have one night with her, I'll be happy. But, anyways. I know a lot of y'all got more opinions of why y'all think Vince should step down. Like during the show, just call in during the show or chat with me on Twitch, or just say why you think that Vince McMahon needs to step down. Because I know I'm not the only one that's thinking he should. Because I know there's a lot of y'all that think he should too. That he's like out of touch with the audience. But well, out of touch with the audience, I think he's out of touch to a certain extent. But I just think that he just needs to reconnect and go with what the audience want, not what you think is best for the audience and stuff. Hazel mentioned this to me a long time ago that, yeah, like with the actuary, he had like soap opera writers come in and like write the script for them. That work in the Attitude Era, which they didn't have to do that much writing because there was characters, there was people that was creating their own characters and their own gimmicks and stuff. So that was going on. So because the writers didn't have to write that much. But, oh God, yeah, I need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again. But another topic, another different thing. So y'all just let me know like why y'all think Vince should step down and all that. Like I said, if you want something to say, say it on the chat line on Twitch. Or also you can call me on Blog Talk Radio with the number is 845-277-9360. It's just regular standard surprise with calling. So it's just like a regular phone call you're going to do. So you won't be charged extra or anything like that. Again, 845-277-9360. But more with, I don't know if there's any more things like reasons why Vince should step down, but I know y'all got some reasons, so you know what I'm gonna do? I'm on Arthur Smith's page, and let me do a post on here. Like, let's see how many of y'all want Vince to step down. And probably what I'm going to do, I'm going to do like a special Twitch episode on here of WFSO Aftermath. And I'm probably going to wait until maybe Friday or maybe earlier than that just to see what y'all voted. Y'all wanted Vince to step down or no? Let's see. Come on. Do a poll. who you want. Vince McMahon. Chris McMahon. To step down and comment why or why not. See, yes and no. There we go. Other things, Kamala passed yesterday. There was a news about it just saying like how he died, and they're saying something like he tested positive for COVID-19, but I'm gonna read more on that. So sports writer Jason noted the following regarding the death of James Kamala Harris' wife. He tested positive Wednesday for COVID, slightly contracted on one of his numerous weekly visits to Daly Center. Was hospitalized Wednesday and seemed fine and good spirits this morning. Went to cardiac arrest, passed away that afternoon. I think it was today. I don't know if they did like they say like rest in peace, because as soon as I turned in, they was on the thing talking about, you know, showing the lit, the then now for everything in the beginning of the world like they always do. Just having the MVP signed a your deal. We're on the news right now, so we're going to is a multi-year deal. It's probably going to be for like a few years. And like you say, he got a few years left in him, so we'll see how that goes. Let's see. I don't know if y'all seen this, but Bianca Belair attacked Selena Vega during a Tamara Braxton's, not Tamara Braxton's, but Kayla Braxton page or whatever. That's that was interesting. Ooh. But that's interesting. I could have saw the video of that, but I don't know why I just skipped it and just didn't watch it. I think it was like good already that they did that way. I'm glad they using like angles from, I mean like not angles, but, you know, they use their rivalry to push it a little bit further on, like, streaming channels and Twitter and things like that. So, I like that. Let's see. AEW beats Raw in the 18-34 demo. Who cares? Retribution. I want to talk about them later. Well, ain't that many news, but the Kamala thing and MVP signs. For of course, we're going to talk about the feud with Pat McAfee and Adam Cole, which right now they're going to have a match at TakeOver 30. Update on wrestling weekend plans. Let's see. Let's see. First of all, regarding the SummerSlam weekend, WWE's new plans to restart live programming begin with SmackDown prior to SummerSlam, continue throughout the weekend with the pay-per-view and Raw. They still don't have the exact location that they're going to do the SummerSlam as of yet, but it's like 2 weeks away. They still don't have a plan. Which, you know, what makes other people like panicking is like, where are they going to do this at? Or like, is fans going to be able to go or allowed to go? Of course, NXT TakeOver will take place in Orlando. The update. That's what I mean. Update matches and that. I'm just gonna leave as it is because it's really wasn't that much news to talk about this week. Besides the few that we. Oh, yeah, if anybody cares, I'll be out in Priscilla and in the marriage, if anybody cares. But well, let's just go on anyway. Their pays that they're getting divorced. She said, last difficult, and there's been a lot of questions, not only due to COVID and the loss of work for myself, but also due to the fact that Darby and I have been going through a divorce. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but we have come to the conclusion that we are just compatible together as people. We are on great terms and wish only the best for each other. There are no hard feelings. We both understand this is what's best. I know a lot of you have supported us for a long time as a duo. But we appreciate it so much. This decision of what's best for both of us and our well-being. Hope to see him continue his rise in the entertainment industry and take on the world by storm as he already is. And for me, it's time for me to begin a chapter. Well, for one, I didn't know they were together. So this is new to me. And then in the divorce, like I said, this is new. And like, this is new to me. That's the news for that. And we will my first, we will talk about my first WrestleMania. My first WrestleMania, which was what can I say? It was, I went with friends. We all, like, you know, came in separately. Some of them was already there. I think I came there on the Friday. Yeah, I came there on, we all came there on the Friday. And I didn't know things was going on that Friday, like the WrestleMania access. I didn't know that. I was just so tired from the plane. I just, like, just go to a hotel and get some sleep. And we'll see what's going on in that area on Saturday. So I think SmackDown was on that day at the time too. So I was watching that. And something, Hall of Fame was Saturday. I knew I was going to go for that, but I went to that with my friend Jeremy, and like I said, some of the other two, we were split up and just like did different things. Like, we was going to go to WrestleMania Accents, but it was sold out, so we stayed around and just ate. And just hung around downtown and just see what was going on and what's good with downtown Atlanta. Yeah, WrestleMania 27 was in Atlanta. So just spend time around there, then like some of the bad parts of downtown too. So it was good parts of downtown and bad parts of downtown. I probably did want to go to the Coca-Cola Museum, but I didn't. Because I was trying to save my money for other stuff wrestling-wise. But we end up getting the Hall of Fame ticket like the last minute. Cheap website, so I had to go down to the hotel's computer, print them up. And our hotel was like, it was in that county, but it was like in another city. Like our hotel wasn't in Atlanta, it was like in another city. But it's like we had to catch the bus to go to point A to point B. Well, any other time, like the weekend, they were going to that cab. So, but anyways, we went to the Hall of Fame. Some of our friends got dressed up for the occasion and went. And I think I had like an Austin shirt or something. I think I had like an Austin t-shirt on or something and jeans and just went. So it was a good Hall of Fame. I can't even remember who was in the Hall of Fame. It's just been so long. But it was an interesting Hall of Fame. And all that, so I didn't enjoy myself. But after that, just went to the hotel and just rest. But Sunday, of course, that Sunday was like WrestleMania, so we just decided to go out. I got a hold of some people to see where they were at. So we hung out with some of my friends. I think we went to Hooters to eat. Then went to the hotel where some of the wrestlers are at. I did meet Joey Mercury. Kevin Nash and X-Pac were there too. So they were just chatting and stuff and all that. What else happened? We just all hang out until it's time to go see WrestleMania. So we went down there, and they had a cast from WWE's Tough Enough at the time. Well, Tough Enough didn't start yet, but I was familiar with one of the persons, Miss USA. She was, I think she was Miss Wisconsin at the time too, but she didn't want Miss USA. So met her, took pictures, and like I said, the rest of them I didn't know. So I just said like hi to them and all that. Yeah, Sonny was in the Hall of Fame. Okay. I remember that because we'll talk about that later, but we all went to our seats. We were all sitting like in different seats and whatever. But where I was sitting at, like, it was like by the suites or whatever. So it, at first, I didn't pay any mind. I was just like, whatever. That was cool. Just sit down and chill and all that stuff. And I was just noticing some people was taking pictures that was in front of me, that they were taking pictures behind, like they were taking pictures of, I'm like, they must be taking pictures of what's behind them just because they their first time or whatever, like me. So at first I didn't think about it. Then like a minute later, I turned around and I looked and was like, oh my God, there's the legend. So the suite that was behind my seat, excuse me, there was a lot of the legends over there. I did took some pictures, which kind of sucks because I don't got those pictures anymore because my personal page has got deleted, well, disabled. So I missed that, but I did get videos of, I did do a YouTube video of my days going to WrestleMania. So you go to our YouTube, WFSO's YouTube page, look for my first WrestleMania or my WrestleMania 27 or whatever the case may be on that. Just look at the video and just check them out. So enjoy WrestleMania and the matches and stuff. And there's one thing I can say about it. It's always good to be there live. Let's see, like, we left during the main event so we can try to catch some of them because I guess my friend figured out what hotel they was going to be, that the wrestlers was going to be staying at. So we went there, try to hurry up and get there while the Cena and the Miz match was going on. So did that. And just a lot of it was just waiting. Like, there were some people that got like a free pass to go to the WrestleMania party that they had afterwards. They was out there with their girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, wherever the case may be. So we was just seeing all of them going there. And a friend of mine was like trying to ask a friend, could he get a pass to go in? So he didn't get in. But it was good to see him, although they didn't stop to sign autographs or whatever. But they just went in, went to the party and all that, and that was that. So the ref was just like, just start to leave and go home and all that. The thing is like, I only get to stay until Tuesday. So I was thinking about it, like, that Monday morning is just like me and another friend. Like, we hang out all day and was thinking, like, should we go to Raw or not? We were just like, why not? Let's go to Monday Night Raw. So me and a friend, I didn't tell the other friend this because I just want to hang with some people. And, like, the other person was kind of a downer, sorry to say, but sorry, man. but you were a downer, and I just went by myself, with a friend, met with some other friends and stuff too. So, and we just decided just to go. And Monday Night Raw was good. They started the build up with The Rock and Cena at WrestleMania 28. So that was a good start for the build up for WrestleMania 28. Like all the other matches that happened too. So it was pretty good. So we just decided we're just going to, after all, we thought we were going to stay around, but we just said, forget it, go back to the hotel and just get some sleep. Because we got to leave Tuesday to go catch the flight. I'm just glad that we got those tickets, like round trip. That was a big relief. Big relief. So it was a fun thing. So me and a couple of friends, just we were flying out and going back to Milwaukee, and we just had, it was just fun. It could have been more fun if I was able to go to WrestleMania Access, but it was fun. And I just told myself, like, the next WrestleMania I go to, I'm going to try to experience WrestleMania Access, and I'm going to try to go early to experience that excitement, that fun, and that good atmosphere of being there. And that next WrestleMania that I was going to go to was actually was going to be WrestleMania 36, where they were going to be in the LA. So right now, they don't know if they're going to have it or not. So I don't know if I'm going or not. I'm saving to go to the Royal Rumble 2021. Which it was rumored to be in Seattle. Or right now, I know they hold these rumors, and they don't know what's going to be going on with that. So all I'm doing is sitting here to wait. But right now, I got like over $100 saved as I'm doing like change and stuff. So I just say it was over $120 that's saved right now. So hopefully we'll see if the Royal Rumble will, you know, happen in Seattle, which where one of my good friends, JP, lives at. Well, he is in town, and maybe I should have called him up and he could have did a show with me. But anyways, let's get to the week in wrestling. Let's see, you have... Let's talk about with NXT first. Dakota Kai defeated Rhea Ripley for number one contendership thanks to interference of Mercedes Martinez. Bronson Reed beat Shane Thorne. And another North American qualified triple threat match. Damian Priest versus Oi Lorcan versus the debut of Ridge Holland from NXT UK. Damian Priest won that match. Keith Lee versus Cameron Grimes, non-title match. Keith Lee won. Indy Hartwell versus Tegan Knox. Tegan Knox won. And NXT Tag Team Championship match with Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish against the Imperium. Imperium retained. Adam Cole was like by ringside or whatever, but him and Pat McAfee had, I guess they had a little, you know, controversy, and they was trying to, everybody came out to, including like Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they came out to try to break it up, and Pat came in, kicked Adam Cole in the head and knocked him out, and which set up, which was later last week that they set up a match now. Pat McAfee will go against Adam Cole at TakeOver 30 the day after SummerSlam. AEW, you had the Elite with FTR versus most of the Dark Order. The Dark Order won. Brody Lee had, I forgot who he pinned, but Brody Lee did pin somebody. Inner Circle's, was it Ortiz and I forgot the other guy. They used to be in LAX versus Best Friends. Best Friends won that match. The Dark Order went against Cody and Matt Serrano, also known as Zack Ryder. Cody and Matt Cardona won the match. Big Swole versus Reba. I don't know who won that match. Missed that, so I apologize. Decent match with the AEW Championship match with Darby Allin versus John Moxley. John Moxley winning that match. On to Impact. Oh, yeah, but before we go to Impact, I'm supposed to... excuse me. I give NXT a 9 out of 10. They did pretty good. A lot of quality of matches that they have. It was good, so I give that a 9 out of 10. AEW Dynamite, I would give 7 out of 10. Although it was like mostly like tag matches and they had a couple of single matches. And it was just like 5 matches, like out of the ordinary, but what more can you do? So give that 7 out of 10. Impact. It was for a TNA Heavyweight Championship and for Heath to have an opportunity to join the company. So if Heath wins, he's in. So Moose did retain, and Heath is not with Impact, which I think he probably already is. He's probably going to have like another match or something like that. So, next match that happened in the Wrestle House, Alyssa Edwards and Suzy went against Johnny Swinger. Alyssa and Suzy won the match. It was a handicap match. Impact Wrestling Championship, although Sami Callihan got jumped by RVD and Katie Porters, he still continued on and went with the match against Eddie Edwards. Eddie Edwards retained. Let's see. Another match that happened at the Wrestle House was Rosemary versus Kylie Rae. Kylie Rae won the match. In the main event tag match with Chris Bay and Ralph Raju of, I think he's from Desert Hit Squad, versus GJP and Fall Out Boy. GJP and Fall Out Boy did win the match. 6 out of 10, I'll give Impact for this week. Only because I'm not used to the Wrestle House yet. So I'm just going to, just try to deal with that, whatever. SmackDown, which was kind of craziness. Matt Riddle versus Sheamus. Matt Riddle won the disqualification thanks to Shorty G. Cesaro and Lance DeVaro. Lynch DeVaro. Cesaro won. Jeff Hardy, King Corbin. Jeff Hardy won by disqualification thanks to Sheamus. Sheamus and King Corbin went at each other. Sheamus won. Main event with Miz and Morrison versus the Heavy Machinery. That ended up in a no contest. And as for Raw, 7 out of 10 for SmackDown. Raw, Seth Rollins versus Humberto Carrillo. Seth Rollins won. D'Angelo Dawkins versus Andrade. Angelo Dawkins won. Bianca Belair versus Zelina Vega. Bianca Belair won. Shelton Benjamin beat Apollo Crews. Ricochet, Cedric, and Viking Raiders defeated Akira Tozawa and the Ninjas. R-Truth pinned Akira to win back the 24/7 championship. Liv Morgan lost to Peyton Royce. Asuka beat Bayley, so it'll be Asuka and Sasha Banks at SummerSlam. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Randy Orton won. That's it for the live version of this show. So we're going to go on a little bit longer. So just catch us in. Okay, everybody that stayed on like long enough on Twitch and also is listening to us after the live show, that I'm going to get my rating on Raw right now before we go. Well, I give it actually, I give it a 10 out of 10 because a couple of matches they had with Raw Underground, you had Shayna Baszler was tearing it up, was beating all the women in there. Yeah, that tall guy, I can't even remember his name, is was beating up people. It was just, so it was a couple of matches they had on Raw Underground. And they had like a total of 9 matches. This could have been a pay-per-view worthy of a show. So this is the first time I ever rated a Raw 10 out of 10 because I actually did enjoy Raw tonight. And there's no complaints. So I know this is a shock out of everybody else that I gave Raw a 10 out of 10. So, hey, it could be the last time I give them a 10 out of 10. Who knows? Let you see how good they do next week. WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check that out for upcoming events in Illinois and in Wisconsin. Also, check out other things that's going on, like with events that's going on, like in next month with Mick Foley being in action. Other shows that are going on in September with the Showcase of Champions by Legacy Pro Wrestling, which they have all titles on the line on every match with some of the Wisconsin promotions. So I'm going to do my best to go to that show. Hopefully I will get to go. If hopefully nothing happens, and probably will put a couple of matches on YouTube, but and have like maybe one live match on Twitch. So get to follow that. Let's see what else. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out group on Facebook. Look for WFSO on Facebook as well. We're like past stuff that we did the past 10 years and things like that. And plus you get to see photos of like local wrestling shows like Ring of Honor, WWE, also Impact Wrestling and all that good stuff. Follow us, WFSO World on Twitter. Get to notify you when when the website is updated, get to check that out. Like our past videos on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. We want to do some shows live. Like we want to do WSL Aftermath live on YouTube. Although we couldn't get to do it now because they changed the regulations. You got to have at least like 1,000 subscribers to go live, which kind of sucks. So please like and subscribe to our YouTube page and check out all our past videos. I think that's, and also check us our past videos is on there on Twitch. So I don't know if we're going to do Twitch on Wednesday, but like I said, we will do a special Twitch episode of WSO Aftermath this Friday just to talk more about Vince stepping down and see what y'all opinions on that one on Wrestling Fan Speak Out group on Facebook. See what y'all got to say about that and just go from there. So let me see what is voted on so far? Before we go. Let's see. Ooh, some of y'all voted already. So, I'm going to go by what y'all voted for so far. So, we got some, most of the votes went to, yes, he needs to step down. And only one of you only said no. He doesn't need to step down. Like I said, so we keeping that up there until Friday. Like I said, we'll do like a special edition. It's probably going to be after SmackDown just to talk about y'all votes and Vince step down and see what y'all said, why or why not. So... that's going on. Well, I think that's it. So we're just going to end it here. Thank you all for listening and watching on Twitch and listening on Blog Talk Radio. But until then, we're out of here and we'll be back on here next Monday. And probably going to do a little bit of preview of SummerSlam or... you can also catch a YouTube video of my predictions on the matches at SummerSlam. Oh, wait a minute. That's in 2 weeks. That's less than 2 weeks. I'm sorry. But, yeah, we probably would. Oh, yeah, because around that time, it'll be 6 days before SummerSlam. So I'll get my predictions on WWSS. NXT TakeOver and also with WWE SummerSlam. So watch our YouTube videos on that. And all the stuff that we got going on. So from just myself, I'm Artrell. Good night, everybody. Enjoy your week of wrestling. And like somebody says, get your wrestle on. Just end.